A huge step forward against the fight against state capture. Global consultancy Bain & Company has been banned from doing business with the UK government because of its role in state capture in South Africa. So no UK government contracts for 3 years. And this has a lot to do with Lord Peter Hayne, a former UK cabinet minister with links to South Africa. He recently claimed Bain was employing staff in its London office who colluded with the former president, Jacob Zuma, and asked the government to ban it. Along with Lord Peter Hayne has been the Bain whistleblower, Ethel Williams, who's been so vocal about this issue. We know that he's had to move his life to the UK because of concerns over his safety. So a significant development here. And a great pleasure to welcome Ethel Williams, the Bain whistleblower, to the Midday Report today. Ethel, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So we have communication now from the UK Cabinet Office, the Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg, who's told Bain in a letter that the company's integrity was now questionable. And you had a meeting with the Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg a couple of days ago. So tell us what exactly happened over here.
Mandy, I've been collaborating with Lord Peter Hayne for the last 8 months now, sharing information with him as he's been speaking in Parliament and then been writing to the Prime Minister and other ministers. About a week ago, that sort of came to a pinnacle point where the Cabinet Minister, Jacob Rees-Mogg, invited Lord Hayne and myself to a meeting. And Minister Rees-Mogg started the meeting by saying, the advice he's received so far, based on all of their research, suggests that there should be no action against Bain. And so what is our case? What are the facts that we think he should consider to change that view? And that's where it was useful, I think, to have me there, given my direct, intimate, with my knowledge of the Bain case. And so I was able to explain the real facts of the case, not Bain's PR. And it's a powerful statement that the UK government now dismisses Bain's denials about making mistakes only, because calling it a grave, grave misconduct, grave professional misconduct is quite a damning statement on Bain.
It certainly is, Ethel. So you, of course, welcome the decision by the UK government. You've commended Lord Peter Hayne for leading this campaign. What would you like to see happening in South Africa now?
Mandy, we've got to start with the South African government doing exactly the same that the UK government has done, especially issue a blacklisting order on Bain for doing any public sector work. That's got to be the start. And I'm not asking for that to punish Bain. A justice system must do that. I think they must do this until they come clean, make full disclosure of their involvement in our public service. Because we know it wasn't just SARS. We know there was Telkom and IDC and PIC and SAA. So we, South Africa, for the sake of our own fight against injustice and fight against state capture, which, by the way, I think is our new liberation struggle, we need to know who was involved and what happened. So step one is Bain must come fully clean. And then secondly, Bain must make full amends to the institutions it harmed and then to the people it's harmed. Only then, Mandy, can I think that any right-minded, ethical business person or government official could sanction or justify doing business with Bain.
The UK government's acted to protect its public sector from Bain, and that's what you're saying here. But this also is a big step forward for South Africa in our fight against corruption, against state capture, against predatory companies. How significant is this?
You know, it's unprecedented in the UK, as I understand it, for the UK government at sort of national level to issue a ban on a company. And so this shows how serious the UK government considers what Bain has done in South Africa. Now, importantly, Mandy, with a lot of the questions that I received from the UK government focused on this aspect of how Bain operates as an organization, because Bain had been telling us that all the bad people were there in South Africa and we got rid of all those bad people and we've put in new clean people in South Africa. And this, of course, is nonsense. It's not how Bain operates. It's not how most companies operate. All Bain has done is reshuffle the same people around their global system. And so I could prove to the UK cabinet minister that the very people were in South Africa, in the South African business of Bain during state capture and during the damage to SARS, they are still at Bain, just in other offices around the world. And some of them were actually in London. And the moment I could prove that, that's when they took this decisive action. And so we in South Africa mustn't be fooled by the story. And it seems like a lot of businesses are being fooled by this, that Bain have reshuffled people. And so they look at the faces in South Africa now and say, oh, these are clean new people. There are people from within the Bain system who've just been shuffled around.
Ethel, on a personal level, I know that you've been to hell and back. You've had to move your life to the UK. You're concerned about your own safety. What does this mean for you personally in your own fight?
Mandy, to be honest, I mean, I remain heartbroken. I'm desperately, deeply heartbroken by the fact that our government and our business community continues today, even with all that I've done and all we know, not a single one of them have reached out to even hear my story or offer me any support or protection. So I don't know where I stand with regard to South Africa right now. But all I know is I will keep campaigning for truth to be revealed and exposed. I'll keep campaigning to make sure those who are undermining our democratic institutions in South Africa are exposed and held to account. And, you know, I'll leave the rest then to South Africa to decide what it wants to do with me. But personally, right now, I'm acting on my own volition, on my own expense, without any help, because I believe in our country. I believe in this new liberation struggle, and I believe in our democracy. And so I'll keep doing what I can. And I appeal to the South African government and South African people to do what it can to fight corruption, but also to support whistleblowers.
And that fight certainly has come to fruition in a large way today, Ethel. Thank you so much for speaking to us. That's Ethel Williams, the Bain and Company whistleblower, although he is far, far more than that. He hates to be called a whistleblower like that, but I think significant today. Bain and Company has been banned from doing business with the UK government. No UK government contracts for 3 years over the role that it played in facilitating the capture of SARS in South Africa. What will the South African government do? A challenge from Ethel Williams that South Africa must now act to.